You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. It's the week of Christmas, and we decided to take a poll of sorts, and people that wrote into the What It Is at WNCW.org address for some of their favorite Christmas songs of especially this radio station, WNCW-centric Christmas songs, if you will. And we're talking about that on What It Is today, along with Jeff Eason and Fred Mills. For me personally, some of the whole categories, the sort of styles of music that work really well, start off with your traditional Christmas hymns and your choir-based melodies, classics like Sinatra, things like swing, for everybody from Satchmo to Pearl Bailey, a lot of favorite swing songs, artsy acoustic stuff like Bela Fleck, and things involving a mandolin seem to work real well for Christmas-themed tunes, weird Americana, the Ansi McLeans and Peter Coopers of the world, Grinch themes and Charlie Brown Christmas themes seem to always be a hit, as well as songs involving travel. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, you know, personally for me with Christmas music, every year I love to see it come, and then I love to see it go. I'm so ready for Christmas music to be over by, say, January 1st. But I'm with you. You know, some of those classic old ones from the swing and jazz era of the 40s and 50s, just really have become perennial classics. And you know, even some of the more kitschy ones from that era, like, you know, Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock or Brenda Lee Rocking Around the Christmas Tree or Nat King Cole, the Christmas song, you know, they're just perennial favorites for me. They just bring back that kind of warm and fuzzy feeling of Christmas when I was a kid. You know, I have a harder time, I think, relating to some of the newer versions of those same songs because the originals had such an imprint in my brain. You know, I love the Dean Martin and Sinatra stuff, too. How about you, Fred?
Well, yeah, you know, and we've touched on this in Christmas pasts, and I sometimes fall into the, you know, designated role, the Grinch, because I used to work in a mall, and I got really tired of Christmas music very early, but when I do hear something, as Joe say, I'm really drawn to the choir or choral versions of classic songs. You know, you just can't get around the fact that Christmas songs should be sung, and when it's a great voice, like you say, Jeff, like Sinatra and Dean Martin, the Rat Pack stuff, there's even a great Christmas with the Rat Pack disc that Capitol put out a few years ago, and it had great things like, you know, Dean Martin singing Silver Bells, and even Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but, you know, all those guys, it seems like Christmas songs, in addition to the, you know, more religious type arrangements, choir-based arrangements, they really work well with jazz arrangements. I've got one, Louis Armstrong and Friends, called What a Wonderful Christmas. That's just, it's outstanding. You know, my favorite song on there is the Duke Ellington Orchestra doing Jingle Bells. That's one of the tracks on the Louis Armstrong thing. And then one I got this year is a reissue of, I think, an 85 album called Ray Charles, The Spirit of Christmas. And, you know, you just can't go wrong with Brother Ray. So he's got songs like, again, Rudolph, but then his version of Winter Wonderland and his version of The Little Drummer Boy will just, you know, make you feel like a kid all over again.
For me, there are a lot of non-specific Christmas carols that maybe more about the season or about winter that I really love to hear. I mean, Joni Mitchell's River is almost like a perfect Christmas song, only she really only mentions Christmas in one line of the entire song. And the same with Tom Waits' Diamonds on My Windshield. That just evokes the feeling of driving when it's starting to snow for me. And another one of my favorites, it's not a Christmas carol, but I love to hear it this time of year, is Big Star's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's always a favorite of mine. You know, rock sometimes doesn't really seem to lend itself to really good Christmas interpretations. I'm sure there's got a lot of people that can, listening to this, that can email in 10 things to prove me wrong. But I am drawn to certain styles. Again, Emmylou Harris and Neil Young have done really well by doing Christmas songs. There's a Emmylou Harris's Light of the Stable. I'm sure a lot of people have heard her version, her kind of peppy, almost bluegrass-tinged version of Christmas Time's a Comin' and A Little Town of Bethlehem are just lovely. And on this album called Seven Gates, a Christmas album by Ben Keith and Friends, Ben, of course, is a longtime sideman of Neil Young's. There's a version of Little Drummer Boy with Neil and Johnny Cash on there, but then the very last song is Greensleeves that will just bring tears to your eyes when Neil sings it. He's got that quality in his voice that is just so rich with emotion for a song like that, that, again, it's almost like capturing the feeling more so than actually, you know, replicating a style or remaking a song.
Who would have thought that Fred Mills would be caught on tape as being so overtly sentimental? I hear
have
a soft spot.
I think my heart just grew three sizes, guys.
I hear you have a soft spot for Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yes, yes, I do. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Everybody knows that. Bob Geldof organized a bunch of British musicians from Sting to Bono to George Michael to the guys from Duran Duran to raise money for Ethiopian relief. And for some reason, yeah, it's cheesy in a certain sense, but I pulled up the YouTube video of it this morning, and you see these people in the studio singing the song, smiling to each other, and then at the end when they get to that timeless chorus, you know, Feed the World, Do They Know It's Christmas, I just get a lump in my throat. And I think that's probably something a lot of people go through when they maybe have mixed feelings about this or that song. There's always one song that's a guilty pleasure, and there's always one song that's the exception that proves the rule that, you know, Christmas, you know, gets under your skin, and no matter how hard you try to resist it, I guess.
I'm not going to say that I hate Do They Know It's Christmas, but I really just think it is so stuck in that mid-'80s time frame with just the personnel. I mean, like you mentioned, some of those people that also had, like, one-hit wonders, like, you know, Paul Young, George Michael's in there, Paul Weller's in there, Bananarama. You know, and there's something, I don't know, something condescending about the chorus about Do They Know It's Christmas After All. I mean, I know it's for a good purpose and everything like that, but it's in that whole era where they had the Band-Aid and Farm Aid started not long after that, and it's hard to criticize such good intentions, but I don't think it's a very good song.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I find myself, like I said, in years past being kind of Grinch-like in my almost a purist attitude towards Christmas songs. And I know some people just consider Do They Know It's Christmas a novelty tune, and I take a real dim view of novelty songs in general, particularly with Christmas. I have an 8-year-old kid, so for the past 8 Christmases, I've steadfastly grown weary of the Chipmunks' Christmas album. But, you know, there's even more more mature novelty songs that, you know... no slight to all you great folks there at WNCW programming the Christmas music this week, but if I have to hear Santa Lost a Ho one more time, I'm going to have to do something really violent. To me, that song, Santa Lost a Ho, is kind of like Tiger Woods News and anything related to the stars of Twilight. I've rapidly grown weary of it. That reminds me of Tiger Woods and Santa joke, but I won't say it over the air right now.
A little preview of our upcoming talk on the Grinchy side of Christmas music and some of the songs that you love to hate. Email us what it is at wncw.org. For What It Is, I'm Joe Kendrick, wishing you a Merry Christmas along with Jeff Eason and Fred Mills.